Is this shit even? Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is.
It feels quiet when you don't start with the theme song, though.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah, it's like 3, 2, 1. Oh, man.
What the hell?
What you hit?
I hit shit, bro. Come on, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, we know. You changed it to video.
Oh, Lord.
I got a record. I ain't do shit. I just hit live. That motherfucker went crazy.
Aha. There we go. All right. Now that Will got it, I don't know why it's so small like that, though.
I don't know, bro.
Nah, it's zooming in. Yeah. We'll leave it like that. It just hit the arrow joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you send it. Yeah. Before I start talking too much. It was good, though. It was good. The conversation was good. Me and Josh. Jay Fresh was in here talking, so, you know. He gave me a free consulting session on how to expand the show. What show would that be? The one and only Pause for Pause podcast. We back for another week. Yours truly, DJ Knots, here checking in. Shout out to our Facebook people, our Instagrams, our YouTubers, all of that good stuff, and soon to be Twitch. Yeah, we're moving up to the big time, man. That'll be next week. But before we do that, could you introduce yourself to the people one more time?
It's Will, man. Will the Thrill, professional shit talker extraordinaire. Love of the people, the coach, and everything about it. Yeah.
Out here just.
What up?
Out here just.
Sweating like a slave?
Yeah.
Something similar to it?
Appreciate it. You redefining the word Will the Thrill when you do that. So
You know what I mean? I did a couple of cartwheels to get in the studio today, ran a marathon.
I'm just waiting to see how you pull this off. See? That's why I just knew he was about to knock it over.
Ruin it.
Shout out Jay Fresh. Shout out
Arc Studios. Boy.
We here. We are here, man. First show of a newly minted year for me. Shout out Aries.
Aries season.
Chanel, what is good? Yeah. So the birthday was yesterday.
It was
definitely yesterday.
It was the night after birthday.
Yeah.
And all through the house.
We used to make a whole bunch of noise. Man. While I was on. Go ahead, what?
When I came in.
Rose.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No.
You want to go there?
I got nothing. I'm going to keep it simple.
Let's go back then.
Yeah.
How was your week, brother?
Week was great, man. What was my last weekend about? What did I do?
Yeah, dad weekend last weekend.
Yeah, dad weekend last weekend.
Yeah, I ain't call you to go nowhere because I knew you had to have kids.
Yeah. Wow. Relaxing with my babies. That was it.
That's what's up.
That was it, man.
You know what I realized, though?
What's that?
That I should not have hit that button. sorry about that.
Besides that.
that I'm the bad friend. Know that. What's good? I'm the bad friend.
I've been through that.
Nah. But, I mean, when it comes to your friends who are married in relationships, and, you know, when you come in town, yeah, they always use me as a reason, as a get out of jail. I mean, get out the house card.
And you're ruining it now.
I didn't do this. Listen.
So just fuck everybody else.
Nah.
Now you're really the bad friend.
Well, I got that many married friends. Well, actually, I do.
Now you truly are the bad friend.
Yeah, what's up?
Nigga threw all y'all under the bus. Sorry, fellas.
Sorry about
Find
that.
Find somebody else.
I'm just saying. You know.
Nah, it's no longer. You gotta shoot him something in the DM if you want him to.
Yeah, pause that. But what I'm saying is they would come to me and be like, yo, wanna go watch. It's like, yo, they would position it like this. Yo, Knots is coming in town. You know he don't be off. You know he always working.
See,
so
I mean, you
so
turn
I
up.
Gotta go. Yeah, you know what I mean. So
it wouldn't. It's only right.
Like, what kind of friend would I be?
How could I not?
That's all I'm saying. Mm. And that's what I get.
Does
so,
that work?
Obviously, they meet me out. Yeah, you'd be outside. So yeah. I mean, you're saying you've never been that friend, never been that person.
Oh yeah, there's a handful of people when they come out. I gotta make sure hit the streets.
Okay,
have a good time.
So you get used like that as well.
I don't know if I would call it you. That shit seems a bit excessive, but
call it like it is. Call it like it is. You know,
when you say the bad friend, it almost makes it seem like somebody saying like, "Yo, just so you know, Knots, I was out with you last night." Like that.
Nah, I ain't got no friends like that. No, never.
Find
Nothing
somebody
like
else,
that.
Man.
No reason for that at all.
Find somebody else, guy.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Yeah, you know my upstanding and
some,
wholeness.
Some wild shit happened. She call you. Have you seen Mike? Like your fam.
First of all, if she called me Mike, it's a problem.
No. I'm using universal name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, like Will. Go ahead. Go with that.
not like Will. I was just trying to use something basic, like Charles.
All right, that worked.
Yeah, we'll use Charles.
So what's the scenario?
And, Charles is attempting to do some unsavory shit with somebody other than his old lady.
Yeah.
And he might use you as a pawn in this chess game.
Hey, I got you. And they'd be like, oh, I was with you last night.
Yo, just so you know.
Yvonne, what up? High stakes.
Yeah, just so you know. Yeah, but I would never.
Yeah, nah, no need for that. Now, you just made me think of that when you said what you said.
That shit is dumb.
Yeah, it was all good things, man. All good things. But yeah, so what did you think of the birthday festivity? So last night we had a little birthday dinner. Shout out everybody who came out and was able to make it. I kind of gave a whole rundown last night when I got home, and it went live for like 30 whole minutes to just talk about stuff.
Talking to the people.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, and my people who tuned in with that, you know, got some more birthday love on there too.
That's
so.
What's up.
Yeah, but what did you think of it?
Oh, the celebration?
Yeah.
Every day's a celebration. But it was good to vibe out with those people. Because, you know all of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anytime good people get together, it's always good vibes. And, like, you could feel that energy.
Yeah.
Shit hit different than being in somewhere where, like, you don't know, kind of know everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, anybody that's connected to you, I feel like, y'all know who the fuck I am. So, like, it's funny, like, meeting people, like, seeing people. They're like, oh, you the, that's
oh.
me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you on that show.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, I'm that guy. Then the funny thing, it was like when they meet me and talk to me, they're like, yo, this motherfucker really funny.
Like, like it's an act that
I'll be on here like shucking and jiving. Like, no, it's like it's really my personality. I can't help it.
Oh, man.
But nah, it was a good time, man. Great event. Food was good. Spot was banging. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
Really, really good time.
Yeah, shout out to Chef.
It's a celebration.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So, nah, like I said, I turned 43.
You only turned 38 four times.
Dude, that's it. Just run it back. I had to stop using it this year. So, you know, it was.
Hey, 38 be the number.
That's the one?
It's special.
You know, you know what one was special for me?
What's that?
Damn, it was 10 years ago. Ooh, 33.
So, 50, you turned 10 years ago. So
yeah, man. 69.
Look good for 60, homeboy.
Yo, yeah, exactly, man. I'll take
Mama
it.
Shay.
Mama Shay, what's up? But yeah, no, 33 was such a good year.
Yeah,
I used it for like the next 3 or 4 years. Like people ask me how old I was, mm-hmm. and I'd be 34, 35, and I would still say 33 because it was just a good. Yeah, run it up. Yo. So that was
I feel good. I like what's going down.
Yeah.
Stick with this number
because I nice and simple, mm-hmm. makes sense. Can only be divisible by 3. Makes
Ooh,
sense.
Yeah. I see what you're
out here shooting, man. Come on.
I'm going to start. People ask me my birthday from like how old I am. I'm going to start just like whatever player in any sport I could think of that wears that number.
That's what you're going with?
Start throwing it out. And if she don't know, then fuck it.
So depending what season it is,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, Rich, what's popping?
I throw them all the way off and just start a baseball number. They're going to be like, what? What sport is that?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. So what we got?
So that was your week.
Yesterday was my whole week.
That was your whole week, man. I like it.
You know, looking forward to this Saturday, though.
Oh, yeah. What's happening this Saturday?
That's the conclusion of my area celebrating this year anyway. Well, maybe Sunday. I may do something Sunday, too. But anyway, the big thing is Saturday, Theory Lounge, myself alongside the legendary Brucey B. Party called The Rooftop. Now, Theory don't have a rooftop.
But they do have a...
if you know Brucey B and his legacy of what he built
downtown,
at the rooftop,
downtown.
That's it. You know
World
what I mean?
Famous.
So that's where the name of the party's coming from. People hit me like, yo, Theory got a rooftop? I'm like, no.
No. When I first saw it, I had to call someone and was like, nah.
Indeed.
Saying that.
Yeah. But it makes sense for marketing purposes, so.
Yeah.
But either way.
She's going to be lit.
It's going to be stupid. It's going to be stupid, so.
Movie time.
Oh, yeah, we doing that.
Movie time.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that on Saturday. But, yeah, like I said, everything else, you know, the dinner was cool with me. You know what I mean? Got to be around loved ones and friends and got to chop it up. You know, I didn't want to have 60 people in there. You know, thankfully, I probably could have. But, you know, when you're doing that, moving around and trying to talk to people, make sure everybody's good, you can't really just lock in with anybody, you know what I mean, and really make those moments. So that's why I was appreciative of the numbers that could make it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my sister showed up like 2 hours later. I got to talk to her about that.
She
all right. She made it, though. That's all that mattered. But, yeah, shout out all the Aries out there, man. Shout out Reggie Rock. Today's Reggie's birthday.
It is.
Shout out Reggie, man. We done had some birthday celebrations with that brother.
Ah, Cuba.
Cuba. Yeah. Africa Live was popping.
Good times, good
yes,
times.
Yes, yes. Your boy.
I'm like one of the chicks that be like, yo, take me back, yo. Take me back, Cuba.
Yo, hold on a second. My man Pip just jumped online, man.
Go, go, go.
Yo, can you do a birthday drop as Pip for me? That's what I would love. Just shout me out as Pip, man, and I'm going to repost that. Because I love it what you do with Pip, man. But, yeah. Y'all follow him, man. Y'all follow your boy Pip on IG, man. Because when your day's not going well and you're feeling some frustrations, so you just need some motivation.
Smoke some weed.
Man.
Wait. That's not where you're going. My
number
fault.
Two. Or.
Second.
Second.
Or while you're doing that.
I'm glad you're leading this. Go ahead, keep going. No, you're on a roll.
What should I be doing while I'm doing it?
Go check my man Pip out at your boy Pip, man. It's hilarious, man. It's just good energy. So yeah,
that's what's up.
Let's get to it, man. Yeah, you know what I want to do?
What's that?
I want to recap verses.
Let's do that.
How did you feel about the Easter celebration? The musical greatness. Yes.
This was wild.
That was what?
Nah, I'm playing. I'm joking. I just wanted to see what your reaction was going to be when I said that.
Out of nowhere.
Nah, it was what I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? And it was good. Truly, truly enjoyed it. Mm. It's just crazy to see like those type of legends, cats who got music just over decades. Like you were hot when I was in the womb, like, and you're still hot.
Right.
Like that shit is retarded to me. Like just the longevity in that type of career is just nuts, man. And even with fucking Steve Harvey up there with that big ass hat on. Yo, fam, I don't know if you saw this shit. That shit was good. We'll get to that. Did you see the...
Are we going to jump right to it? Okay, go ahead.
No. Did you see they did a parody
of
yeah, Spice Adams.
Afion
and Godfrey. From Ben. And Godfrey. Oh, my God.
Yo, he killed that.
He killed that shit, bro.
Because he's done. I've seen him do Steve Harvey before. Mad times. But
that shit was so funny, man.
Oh my gosh.
Smoke a cigar.
Yeah,
he was killing that shit.
Oh my gosh.
Both of them was funny.
But anyway, no, I don't want to say anyway because that was definitely fun. I wanted to talk about that separate.
Yeah.
But that's enough of the platitudes.
Go.
Who won? Who won in your option, brother?
Isley Brothers.
You think Isley Brothers?
I'm just going to throw a wrench in the game.
Yeah, I know, be for real. Like, come on.
Nah, I think Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay.
Let's keep it a buck.
Okay. Which one had you?
You know what it is?
Go ahead.
Fucking Ronald Isley's so damn cool. Like, even in the loss, he just looked like he was the coolest motherfucker out there. Let me say that.
You could add everybody else over that stage together, and they still wasn't as cool as Ronald Isley.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
In that corset.
You know, come on now. You see it? You know the vibes? You know first, the vibe. For a second, I didn't know who the fuck he was because I hadn't seen him. I'm like, who the fuck is that dude up there?
That is not Mr. Biggs. Like,
what? How you know my name, son?
Yeah. So what score did you? Because you watched the whole thing.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Face said the same thing. Elements, yeah. What Face, let me hear your score. Because they did 25 records altogether.
They did too many. Nah. But they got too many. It was like.
Yeah. And the songs are 6 minutes each.
Yeah, that's what I was like, yo, fam, y'all can't play these songs. Y'all can't play the whole record, bro. Like, and they got songs from back when you used to make 7 minute songs.
Yeah.
Like, yo, fellas.
Put this on. Going to the bathroom.
Niggas played four songs. That shit took 45 minutes. I was like, yo, fam.
And
like,
with Steve Stories.
Yeah, like, yo. Like, hey, y'all. We got shit to do.
Apparently we don't.
Yeah. Apparently we don't. That motherfucker's about to say, hey, yo, hold on, y'all.
Yeah, what score you give it? Be disrespectful. Come on with it.
Be disrespectful?
Come on, man.
Am I counting all 25?
No.
No, all right. Can't just stick with the 20 then.
Yeah. We're going to stick to it. Even though they didn't, we're going to stick to it.
12-8? Yeah, I feel good
12-8 elements.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Isney, what up?
I feel comfortable with that.
12-8 elements. I'm going to go
13-7.
I was really going to go 11-9. Okay. Because I forgot about some of the Isley Brothers songs.
Some Isley Brothers songs hit, man.
I did.
And like, he played In Between the Sheets. I was like, well, I know what you got for that.
Yo, we was in the comments talking. After every song, we was like, yo, game over. Then they come back another one. Yo, game over. Yeah.
Yo, fam. Like, it was just like, that shit was a heavyweight boxing match.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know how, like, some of the other verses we've had, and it's like, yo, those are big records, and those are good records to us?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You were playing Universal bangers. Yeah. Like, it's not the same thing.
And that's one thing.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not this, like, so what other verses we had that was good?
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, the quality of music and effective, like, the songs, like, this shit had to be, like, V1. Just because, like, you're playing in between the sheets, bro. Like you playing, like, what the hell? Like, some of the records, I was sitting there, I was like, yeah.
You forget how many songs
this shit would have beat every other verses or whatever. Like, yo, go back to any other verses that they was playing. Yeah. Like, if I play in between the sheets,
yeah,
your shit just lost.
Yeah.
You just got washed.
Yeah.
Like, if I play some Earth, Wind & Fire, like, yeah, your shit just got washed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what artist is up there. It would have been like, yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you're going to have to hold that.
I'm with you. I agree with that. And I agree with FaZe. FaZe only by one or two. But no, we got to keep score, man. Next verses, I'm going to need you to be tuned in and keep score.
If this shit wasn't so long, I would love to just do a live watch with this shit. But they'd be so goddamn long. A lot of times, man, I'd be having to, like, put this shit on and just go do something and have it on in the background.
I ain't know what's going on.
You got to play that shit, like, put it on the TV or something, and you continue doing what you was doing.
Yeah.
Because just to sit down for 4 hours, you'd be like, yo, I don't have this much time to dedicate to this.
I had to switch because, what did I do? Because I started off watching it and then.
And put it on your phone, get in the car.
I went in the car, and that's what it was doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I finished it. I didn't get to see it all. I forget. No, I had to go DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back and watch the rest of it, the last hour, the next day. And that's when I sat down and I saw the Perry or the recap by Afion and them. And
it's funny as hell, man.
Listen, you know what? Let me say this last thing. Go. People giving Steve a hard time about mm-hmm. them stories. Some of them stories I can relate
shit.
To.
Yeah, they was
you know what I mean? So
the reason why I got killed. Yo, Godfrey was fucking that name. Bro, but he had him down pat. That's the shit that was, that shit was funny.
And that was a good part. And that's how you know about timing and good matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Afion and Spice ain't try to.
Mm-mm.
You know, they just played the role.
He was on fire.
Yeah, and they just ran with it.
What we say? Set a screen, bro.
That's it.
I'm rebounding. I'm not even looking for the rock. He passed the music in my head because I ain't looking for the ball.
And that was it, man.
We setting screens.
Spice was fine. He said, he's like, I'm going to pick my cane up now.
I think he was taking some long-ass strides. That shit was funny, bro.
It was hilarious.
They got that shit off.
This is the thing. If I ever get to host verses like that or any kind of.
When?
It reminded me like a Sound Clash. When? Exactly. Because some of those songs by that time, Steve was just so into it. He started throwing furniture around.
Yep,
you see him? He started throwing ice bucket off the table.
Steve got a one drink maximum, bro. Like, I don't even think they should let him, like, one drink max, bro. And that shit better be a quarter of a shot.
Oh, man. I've been getting time of his life, though.
I can't even imagine that dude just getting a little buzz.
We saw it. What do you mean?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Was that full-on drunk? I don't even remember him drinking that much. I'm like, was he pre-gaming heavy? Were those cigars laced? Because my man was Earl. Because
he didn't do it.
Lee.
Yeah.
My man was Earl.
And it just pissed him off. He was like, I know y'all little Twitter fingers saying stuff about me, but.
Yeah, we saying something about that giant fucking hat you got on, bro.
I mean, that's what's in now. That's what y'all like.
You look like the man with the. Nah, I ain't gonna do that to him.
Yeah.
Steve having that old fucking plum. What do you had on? What color
was that? Oh, yeah, the Darkwing Duck they called him. I was like, Y'all ain't right.
Nah, I can see that. That shit is hilarious, actually.
Africa said Steve was reliving his youth. Yo, he was.
Yeah, he was.
I was there with him, even though. His youth is more than my youth, but
Steve is Steve about 60 something. Gotta be right.
Gotta
be in the 60s.
All right.
Yeah, but overall it was good though, man.
So
I
you
really,
putting it up
enjoyed it.
You ranking it?
I really am ranking it high, but mostly because the catalog, man. Like the catalog is so like you cannot fuck these songs up. Like I don't care what order you play them in. Like when they came on, I was just like, yikes!
You forget, bro.
Yeah, like yikes! Nobody has anything for that. And then Earth, Wind & Fire go. You're like, oh, nobody has anything for that either.
It's like, wait,
like you said, they go back and forth. You're like, nobody has anything for that one either. Like y'all went to 25, and I still feel like shit was left on the table.
It was.
You know what I mean? Like so,
28 platinum albums.
Bro, numbers.
What
are
you
stupid.
Gonna do?
The numbers are dumb. Like. When you telling me a story of some shit that happened in the 70s when you had a number one record, I'm sitting there like, nigga, I can't relate to that shit at all. Like, I wasn't here. I was unheard
Thank
of.
Thank you, Africa 64.
But you know what I mean? Thank God for having parents that listen to good music. You know what I mean? That shit got, by osmosis, the shit got into your veins. You know what I mean? Like, so you feel like you grew up on those songs when the reality is them shits came out even
before that.
You know what I mean? But, like, they just got, they got put into you. And thank God for that, because. Yeah. Without like some of them records is just so like classic don't even do it justice. We need a different word.
Come up with it.
I'm about to. Thinking about it.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna let that rock because you know. Thank God for DJs, man. That's really what it come down to. Yeah, I'm
a little self-love.
A little bit, you know.
I like
shout out D Nice, not just Nice. You know, that was really bothering me at first. That was bothering me.
A little bit?
As a DJ, oh my God. Let me tell you something. Quick story. And it's going to be, I always feel, this is going to be DJ tinge, music tinge. So if you don't relate, then Keisha, what up? So I, you know, always say people say respect the DJs, things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you figure like once you get to a certain stature or level as a DJ, people are going to know your name, right? That's what you would think. You know what I mean? But it was that when Steve was doing, I know it was an accident. I understand he didn't mean any harm or thing like that. But it reminded me of when I went to a comedy show some years ago. Me and I should probably got off already. At Earthling.
Okay.
They don't call it Earthling no more. Whatever they call it down here in Atlanta. And it was Marlon Wayans presents whatever. You know what I mean? So he wasn't performing. He was more hosting and trying to film and get footage, things like that. So they had Don Cannon, DJ. Cannon. Right. Platinum producer.
Yeah.
Well-known party killer. All of that, right? So I figure.
Steps back.
You know, yes. Everybody should know who Don Cannon is, especially here in Atlanta. Yeah. You know what I mean, right?
Like hip-hop, you know
who
Cannon is.
Thank you. So anyway, Marlon gets on the microphone, you know, and he, like I said, he was either somewhere upstairs, like directing at this point or producing, whatever. And, you know, they was filming in segments.
Right.
So at one point they needed to start something over, and he was like, yeah, tell the DJ to start the song over. And I was just like, what?
No respect.
Yo, where is the respect at? That's what I was.
No respect. Can y'all get a drum song?
Yeah, listen. I'm thinking is this. It's your show, and I understand you may not have booked a DJ, whatever.
But
how hard is it to remember Don Cannon? Like, that's a name you're not
Cannon.
Gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Like I can't even say his name Jermaine, no more. Like, it just, to me, when I think about it, shit comes off like the drop.
Yeah.
Cannon.
Yeah, yeah. That's what really got me started with, not started, but it continued my, one of my many missions about explaining to DJs why DJing alone, for the most part, isn't enough.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, unless you're in the top 2% of the DJ world, you're going to be doing something else other than just DJing. And that's why I tell a lot of other younger DJs now who are getting started. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, who are trying to make a living, things like that. They're like, yo, I just want a DJ. I'd be like, no. No.
No, that's not it.
That's not just it. Unless you're going to be the one where you're fully and overly committed, more than like 100, they people say 110%. You got to be like 1,010% to be able to do that.
Right.
And really have a successful living, especially the younger ones. You know what I mean? Now, a little bit of times have changed, and it's a little bit more accessible now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, y'all should go out and get 6 other jobs. I'm tired of meeting you DJs. Oh, I DJ, I produce, I rhyme, I'm a videographer.
What
you
mean?
Yo.
Uber driver.
Yo.
And I do real estate.
And I do real estate. But you see what I'm saying? I get that a lot more now than where, all I do is this. So, I mean, you know, the grind is there, things like that. All of that to say, because I know I'm going roundabout, and we got other things to talk about.
Tangent.
Yo, we need a sound effect for that. We need a sound effect for that. But all of that to say, just understand how to leverage your brand and understand what else it can really connect and talk and be about, kind of how hip-hop gets back and DJing go together. Just a little bit. There it is. Move that culture forward. So anyway, now that we have covered, Toya, what up? Shout out to Toya V Show. Y'all need to check out, follow her too. Her show is live Thursdays. Actually, right before we go on.
Either
at 4 or 5, if I'm not mistaken, Toya, let me know. But nah, she is a talented sister who puts on a great show that I had the honest and pleasure of being on. But anyway, let's get to it, man.
Let's talk about weed.
I love the transition.
One of your favorite subjects.
Yeah.
Well, let me not. I might have made that up. VA, man.
VA, two up to now. VA, man. Shout out, Shout out Mike Sick,
like,
coming through last
VA
night.
VA making a lot of moves, bro. Like, first they had the, what'd they do? They did the did away with the death penalty. Got the casino coming.
Yes.
And now bud is legal.
Yes.
So I could smoke weed and go.
And go.
And not get the death penalty?
Oh, my gosh.
I might move to Virginia.
Yeah, listen, man. Virginia's doing some things, man.
And it's for lovers. Whatever the fuck
up,
that means.
Keith B., what's up, family? Ain't seen you in a minute.
And it's for lovers, but nah. April 7th, Virginia. April 7th.
Wednesday. Wait a second. 7th.
Wednesday. Wednesday, April 7th. Big
that
teams are going.
Infamy.
Birthday cheers. Let's go.
Yes, it's a cheers. Yes.
Yeah, go.
It's definitely 7 o'clock now. But anyway, go ahead.
April 7th, Virginia made a bold move and became the first Southern state to legalize marijuana After state lawmakers approved an amended bill, the proposed change from Governor Ralph Northam, who pushed up the timeline for a new law to be put in place about 3 years. Under the new law, Virginia residents will be able to possess small amounts of marijuana and grow cannabis plants beginning July 1st. Adults 21 years or older will legally be allowed to possess 1 ounce of cannabis without intent to distribute. Adults can also have up to 4 cannabis plants per household starting July 1. I am moving.
So no, wait,
so you could grow weed, bro?
No, then you can start a small business.
Aha. But you can't sell it.
Yeah. Only in increments. That's it.
So, yeah, so you can't distribute it, but you can grow it and possess it, and it's not illegal.
Listen.
Yo, I know we're taking baby steps and we're doing it slowly. But yeah. Like, let's cut the shit, man. Let's just go ahead and make it. Like, let's just go ahead, man. Like you know it's coming.
Yeah.
It's just like it's like, let's come on.
It's like crypto. This it's like moves. We just gotta figure out a way to tax it. That's it. For the government, not us.
Fucked up that weed, like legalization of weed is moving faster than fucking black people getting their shit. But all right,
chill. No, go ahead.
Why is that shit? Why is that move? Why does that seem like it's on a fast track? But like us getting fair treatment and our rights and being like, why is that shit so slow? Why is that taking so long?
Are you really asking me?
Hell yeah, I'm asking you. You smoke weed and you black.
Listen.
Oh, you don't smoke weed. I'm sorry.
One of these things may be accurate.
Yeah, you are indeed black, though.
Thank you.
So that one is correct. The weed thing may have fudged that a little bit.
May not
be true at all. May or may not. I cannot confirm. But
I mean, it's like... We know why.
But since we on our folks.
Since we on our folks.
I ain't even going to put you out there on that shit right there.
I mean, no, we can go.
But it's just going to be I got you.
All right.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid this.
Dope, right?
Yeah, I got you. So on Tuesday, April 6th, since we on our black folks, our fearless Atlanta mayor. Can we just call her KLB from now on? I thought about that as just like an acronym for Keisha Lance Bottoms.
That could work. Like KLB? AOC?
Yeah, like KLB.
KLB. What y'all think? Y'all rocking with that?
At work.
All right. I'll allow it.
Put that shit on the t-shirt.
Tyler Prime was popping.
Speaking of t-shirts, Pretty Chocolate Girl Apparel.
Yes.
Know the vibes.
Yeah, shout out to them. See what's going on.
Got my Nipsey Blue on.
Yes.
I was supposed to wear it last week, but left the shit in the house. But here we are. We back with it. Let's go.
The Nipsey Blue or the Marathon Blue
the vibes.
Will be available May 1st.
Coming. It's coming
May
1st. Soon. Oh, you put a date on it.
May 1st.
Yeah. Like it.
Put a date on it.
Like it. If you like it, then I'm sorry. Keisha Lance Bottoms signed an executive order to promote access to voting following the passing of the state's controversial voting law. And by controversial, I mean fucking bullshit law that they tried to.
Cursing counted? Jeez, where we at?
Nah, that was trash, bro. And they know it was. Like, that was some modern day Jim Crow ass shit they pulled up. Like,
was yes,
that?
Yes, it was.
Last week? Week before last?
It's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on, but that was some horse shit and they know it. So
how? Okay, read the details because now I'm confused.
Order instructs the city's chief equality officer to create a plan that will lessen the impact of the state's voting law, SB 202, which imposes a variety of restrictions and barriers to voters, especially for those who are black, Latino, and low income.
Mm.
Basically, like, when you put out a law and it targets black, Latino, and low income, how don't you see that as what it is?
They do. They just got to frame it so that it doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, I got you. But that shit doesn't fool anybody. Like, do they?
It fools some people.
Like, who was looking at that shit? I'm like, no, what's the problem?
Tyler likes it, KLB. But
all right, we're going with it.
We're going with it. So this is the thing. And people actually used to want me to run for politics, run for office.
I can see that. I vote for you.
I appreciate that, brother. But it's not happening. Because of nonsense like this. And not
Yo, y'all getting arrested on this one.
Not,
I already know.
No. Not on the case.
Yeah, because you about to nut up in there. You don't even cuss like that, but you might get one out of you.
Listen. I curse too much. Honestly, I do.
They might get one out of you then, boy.
Listen, but this is my thing. These are our elected officials going back and forth.
You work for me.
Your directives are coming from the state, right? The state is saying one thing, which is BS, right? So I'm glad KLB is coming. Look at me flowing with it.
Yeah, you feel that.
Now, I'm glad that she's doing this to combat that because she knows, like we know, it's nonsense.
Bullshit.
But saying an executive order when you're really just telling somebody to do their job, you know what I mean? Like, I'm glad she made it because it needed this type of attention. Because had she just told somebody to do their job, it wouldn't have been a press release behind it.
Nope.
So that's their way of setting and the example of showing y'all, hey, we're not just allowing this to happen. We're going to fight it as much as we can, which I do appreciate, especially in the city of Atlanta. Tiff, what up?
Jones.
Jones in here too. But no, that's good information, man.
Yeah.
Is there anything the people can do at this point?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm asking the in-depth
questions. Oh, shit, okay.
Getting my black Dan Rather on.
I don't know. Not, is there?
It always is. It's always a way to reach out to your city and state people, man. Like,
hey, put them under pressure, man.
Always.
Put them under pressure.
Thank you, brother.
Blow that phone up.
Thank you, Papa Jones. Love, man.
Protest, do all of that, man. Like they hate that shit.
Yeah.
Because what they realize it, they just try to ignore. Mm. Like, because he can say whatever he want, but that unrest, that civil unrest, the pressure you put on them by blowing that phone up, by protesting,
yeah.
Like, make sure that shit is felt every single day.
Yeah.
Yes, Sirsky.
You now, know keep what going,
that shit goes in, like, and that, like, that has an effect, whether you can see it come to fruition right away or not. Like, it has an effect.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got to think, man, we're not far from getting this motherfucker out of here and putting Stacey in there. So, like, just keep it up.
Are you just going to put all the information out there? That's what's going to
happen? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he ain't, his days is numbered, bro.
Yeah.
His days is numbered.
Yeah.
And when I got a female black governor and a female black mayor at the same time.
Yo, they.
In Atlanta. Nigga, like, we about to throw a party just for them.
Right.
Like, fuck a party. It might be a Black History Month about to be different.
Yeah.
Like, that shit about to be different here. But that's how it should be, man. People in power that, like, actually care about people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not to, like, how you even fix
Thank
your
you,
hand
Tiffany.
To sign some shit like that?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing is just ridiculous and disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself, Kemp.
But he's not. That's why I'm laughing.
Not.
Like,
he don't give a shit. Fuck you, niggas.
We know how we We know how you got there and why he's there. Appreciate that, Tim.
Already.
So.
Donald Trump is my friend.
That was hilarious, too. He kind of got hung out there as well because of that.
Yeah, he did.
But no.
Sucker. With left lad. Exactly.
That's what you get. But no, you were talking about
team.
You were talking about the state bills. Yeah. And I know we do talk about politics a little bit. Anyway.
A little bit? Too much?
A little bit. No, we good. Right. Did you hear about Representative City Councilmember Park Cannon getting arrested when she was protesting? Mm-hmm. The bill, like, they wanted to be in the room.
Yeah. Like, yo, fam, hold on, fam. You can't do this shit. And they going to lock up. No, man.
Yeah. So you saw the response after that.
Oh, they nutted up.
Yeah.
Like,
the people
like I knew they were.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
And that's one thing I can count on Atlanta for, boy. We coming. We marching. We might loot some shit, too. We might set some
shit
on fire.
No, that's different groups.
That's different groups.
Different
I'm not going to put on them. But all of those things are possible. Like, you know what I mean?
Everything is on the table.
We ain't counting that as a book, but
everything is
that
on the
shit
table.
Is possible.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out my man, Scotty Smart, Change Creator Smart, Attorney Griggs. It's just so many people. I don't want to just single them out.
Oh, yeah.
But the way that the activism and the activist community in Atlanta came for Park Cannon.
When I seen it, I was like, "That the sun ain't going to go down without us having a march about this
shit." So basically, for those of you who we always talk about Atlanta stuff. Right. Who aren't here and hadn't heard about it. So City Councilwoman Park Cannon was trying to be in the room when they was voting these unjust new voting bills in.
I love how you say
And
that.
They had her arrested.
Yeah, that was some
on site. And she's an active city council. She's in office right now.
Sitting city council.
Right.
Not some random motherfucker who used to work here and came up to the job.
Right.
Like
not like it's just me hanging out. Yeah.
Like,
hey,
yo, what's up? Like, who is that guy?
Like, yo, I'm here.
Like, yo, work here, my nigga. Like, what are you doing? No, I got a badge right here. No, that ass.
Listen.
I really do work here.
So, yeah. So
yeah, that was some bullshit.
Yeah, it was some super bullshit. So now that when that happened, right, they actually tried to continue pressing the charges.
Yeah, I knew that was
the district attorney. Right. But, you know, smartly, I'm not even going to say thankfully, but smartly.
Nah.
They
seen it right
they
got
those out of here. Yeah, they knew
like,
what was coming.
They going to blow this shit up if we don't
go. Listen, man. Listen, we stand for part, okay?
It's already wild what we did. Yeah. Like, let's not compound it by lacking
We messed up one.
Yeah.
We messed up one.
Yeah, let's not compound it.
Once that week, so.
But nah, man, y'all keep the pressure on them, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love Atlanta for shit like that. They don't play.
They love us for that.
Yeah, they come in for your head.
Yeah, they are.
Beautiful thing. Sports.
Yes.
Sports. Texas Rangers. I don't know if you saw this one. It's a baseball. It's a baseball team.
Listen, man.
Like, so it's not even the game. It's the fact that they opened back up and have 40,000 people in the stadium.
Opening day?
Opening day.
Hey, man, they all got vaccinated. All 40,000.
Yo, chill.
Nah.
It's propaganda. It's not true at all.
I put out an executive order on that, though. Yeah.
Okay, I see what you did. I see what you did. Come on. They had 40,000 people in the 38,238, to be exact, like in the stands for a baseball game.
Gotta love Texas.
Not a mask in sight.
Things
Everything's
big.
Big in Texas.
Yeah, everything's big. Wait, nah, they had on masks. Don't do that.
Fam.
Melissa, what up?
Yo, they paying the crowd? Might have been like 9 masks out of them 38,000 people.
And they be talking about Atlanta clubs like.
Well, the majority of the crowd was also.
I understand, but they come at us all the time about it. You know what I mean?
It's different when we do it.
All right. Okay, cool.
It's different. Your Hugh makes it a super spreader event.
Oh my gosh! But not being seated next to 38,000 people.
You know how that go.
When you are you gonna
sit in fucking nut to butt in line at the concession stand? That's
wait, what?
Nut to butt, but you know when you be, you know how tight them fucking lines be?
I have never heard that.
Never heard the term "not the butt." Welcome. No. Man. You go. Feel free to use that.
Come on, God. I will not be using
that. Standing too close to me. It's not the butt. Chill
out. I get uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yo, back the fuck up, bro.
Yeah. That's one.
And that was before COVID.
And you know what? I make it obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn.
Oh yeah, you got a little.
Just so, and I look
clear
at
some
him,
room,
and I look at him like,
"You good?
I'm doing this for a reason." Yeah. Hey,
brother, you good?
I'll be all right.
Everything
since
y'all
with me?
Take it from the top.
Tippy. Oh, my people.
Oh, shit, man. But yeah, shout out to Texas. The Rangers are trash.
Man. So, no, that's what I was going to ask. So, when will you feel comfortable going to another sport?
I can't say that because I went to the All-Star game, but it wasn't.
No, that doesn't count.
It was not fucking.
That looked like
40,000 people in there.
It was so we were so spread out in there. That looked like a sixth grade pickup game.
Yeah, like that shit looked like.
Yeah, we had plenty of social distancing. Kind of
what you want. Yeah. Like I said, the reality is if everybody could just move down into the open seats.
And we still would have had space.
The lower bowl wouldn't have been full. Like that's how many people was in there. It was not a lot of people in there.
Yeah, so let's go back to pre-COVID times. And let's say, for example, you know, I'm an Atlanta United fan. Maybe you didn't know. I'm an Atlanta United fan, right? And I've been to a couple matches.
Soccer. Yeah, you like to play like Chase the Monkey and stuff like that.
Yo,
right?
Relax, son. Yo,
that's a Coming to America reference. Y'all chill out. That was not a racially driven comment. That was a Coming to America reference.
So anyway, so they're going to start off, and I don't even have the information for me. They're going to start off by allowing 50%
capacity
in the dome. That'll Georgia work. Dome hold 250,000 people. No, I'm just playing.
Damn, that's a big ass thing.
You ever been up top and look down?
Yeah.
It looked like the Indian Ocean out there. Like, that's just the dome is impressive.
It's quite massive.
So my point is, let's say, for example, Atlanta United. Better yet, let's bring this home.
Go.
The New York Jets are playing the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm going.
Full capacity.
Yikes, I ain't going.
That's what I'm saying. So will it be this year? Will it be next year?
It's probably going to be next year. I'm not fucking with that. You know what it is? Baseball, it'll be different because it's open air.
Wow.
And I'll probably feel more comfortable.
Well, we're not talking about baseball. We're talking about a sport
I'm talking about sporting it. Don't do that.
You going to a baseball game?
I would.
You going to watch the Mets? Yeah, we will
go watch
I'm stop playing. I've gone to a couple breaks.
Yeah, when Queens is in the house, Will is in the house.
Yeah, hold on. Shut up, Dad. Come on. I'll let you have that. I'll let you rock with that.
You can't get the door?
Mama Shea said 2,800 were allowed in the NBA All-Star game. Wow. And we knew. About 1,800 of them.
800.
Somewhere. We was in
800
there.
Was a team.
That was a great moment, man.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a great time.
But no, answer the question, because shooting, look at the time. You're not comfortable now?
No, I don't think I would want to go to, like, that many people.
Okay.
That many. Like, not 38,000. I'm all set. First of all, man, it's gotten to the point where, like, if you got a television...
Mm-hmm.
Like this shit, the experience of going to a game is just not that like enjoyable no more. Like
really,
because it's depending on what it is. You know what I mean? The examples like, but like basketball and football games, like then to me they're not as
appreciate
enjoyable.
The check-in.
Like
appreciate
I've had more fun like doing tailgates for like football games. That's way more fun than actually going in the game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, get me reminiscing again. But anyway, go ahead. Finish your point.
Yeah, so like I would prefer to do that type of shit than actually go to the game. It don't be as fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I take my son just so he can have the experience of going to him and
that's
you know what I mean, live that. But like like overall for me, like them shits don't hit the same for me.
No?
Nah, probably because I've been to like enough of them now that I'm like, this shit is overpriced parking. Fucking drinks are like club prices.
They worse like,
the
club prices.
The seat uncomfortable as hell. Like I'm not gonna have the best seat in the house. So it's like,
let's say you do though. Let's paint that picture.
Some courtside seats.
Yeah, because they want Pause for Applause to be there to comment on the game.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Why wouldn't you?
Can you imagine me commentating on some shit like that?
Get that sensor button ready.
Keep the dump button handy, buddy, because I am going to cuss. Tell you, should not. That shit about to be grand opening, grand closing.
Oh my god!
Like, yeah, don't invite him back.
What? I can't get the guy.
They're gonna come back. They're gonna come back from commercial break, and I ain't gonna be there. They're gonna be like, "What happened to the other guy?" Chill.
That's gonna be
the response. Chill.
That's gonna be smart. So, all right, let me paint the picture real quick.
Go.
The Jets somehow stumbled their ass way into the Super Bowl.
That's a lie.
When I say Cousins, I mean us.
Yeah, I got you. Know what I mean? I don't know, man. I kind of feel like. I like to listen to doctors and scientists and shit like that. Because I think a lot of times, like, if people will take all the information and base it off what you saw on a Instagram post and take that shit as facts, and I'd be like, yeah, you know, social media is some of the most lioness ass shit in the history of mankind.
Except for memes. Memes are all fact. Memes.
Well, except for me. Yeah. Well, duh. Yeah.
Mama Shay said no. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Shoot it up.
Right.
Shoot it between my toes. So I'm on the track marks.
Hold on, because we started talking about the snowfall. Hold on.
Yeah, but I should be good, though, because they put the vaccine inside the hookah. You know what I mean? And so when I've
been
out,
had the cure. We had the cure.
So I've been straight.
Yeah. So, but you're not ready to do it yet.
Nah, I'm not ready.
But you are willing to roll that dice and go to a sold out.
I will listen. I will listen to.
What would be do it? What would do it for you? Would do it? Okay. Because I know what would do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling. International.
Yeah, that would change.
If they said you have to have your vaccination passport to go anywhere
in order to move,
would you do it?
I would definitely force my hand. I ain't gonna lie.
That would do it.
That would definitely put like some more ideas. Like, all right, well,
you know what? Let's stop talking about it. I want to get no more ideas. Yeah, all right, cool. Talk about it.
One last quote. You seen Paul Pierce last week?
Huh?
You seen Paul Pierce last week?
Huh?
Paul.
That's what Paul should have said.
Paul.
Before you go into it, Key, what's good?
Paul. P squared. Headband.
Oh my gosh.
The truth. You can't even be the truth no more. It got to be something about like the lie.
He was speaking his truth though.
Yo, fam. I got like, my biggest point is them strippers was trash. Like,
what?
So let's just start there first.
You get a victim blame? That's what you're doing?
Yeah, fam, them strippers is trash. Like, bro, you got enough money to get better. Like, you seen the strippers is trash.
Like, that's the problem you have with the video?
Hell yeah.
That's the only problem you have with it?
Strippers is trash. Strippers is trash. It was trash, yo. I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all. They wasn't it, man.
They just trying to work their way through college. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, yo, them strippers was terrible, bro. And they couldn't, like, yo, come there. Yo, listen, man, you tired of white strippers all in your videos?
What you going to do?
Come to Atlanta. Why he ain't call Lou Williams up? You know Lou got the hook up.
He got the lemon pepper on deck.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You had him looking crazy in it. He been up.
What city was he in? Do you know?
I don't know where he was at. But he a California kid, so I'm assuming it was out there. Making California look bad.
I don't think that was Cali.
Maybe out of the country?
I didn't get Cali vibes in that
video. Out of the country vibes?
I don't know. I don't know. I was about to say something else. I don't like to do that. I was going to say I was getting Greenville vibes. But
JC said he heard Draymond's voice saying they don't love you. That's a fact. Yo, fam. But anyway, man. So, but you work for Disney. That was the other thing. You work for Disney, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know they weren't going. When I seen that shit, I was like, yeah, he's done.
Let me be serious for a minute. Let me be serious for a minute.
Think he should have been fired?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're talking about a multimillionaire. No, like, it's not hurting.
He's good.
I mean, come on. If they got, listen, he's going to get another job. You got to understand that.
Hey, yo, he got a job off already. You see
what I'm saying? No, I did not see that. Let me guess. Let me guess. NBA TV.
No, it wasn't him. It's
coming. Oh, okay.
I'm thinking FX going to scoop him up in a second. Fox Sports going to scoop him up.
Barstool would give him a job. Barstool they're going to cut nice checks.
But anyway, he got a job offer from a porn site. They owe him $250,000 to host a show about going live with strippers. Think you should take it?
No. I did not know you was about to say that.
Quarter mil, though? You want to take it?
No.
Oh. Yeah, but like he take that shit. He really ain't getting paid after that.
Oh man, they did that to get noticed in the
headlines
of the bus. Yeah,
if he just said yes, they'd be like, "Yo, chill, we ain't got $250." Yeah. I give you like 50 though.
Yeah, what we look like, Red 2? Like, come on, get out of here. But no, shit. I think NBA TV is gonna end up offering him a job, and I said that jokingly before.
He ain't do nothing so crazy that he can't get a fucking gig back.
Nah, like, but
he's gonna be all right.
This is where my concern comes in.
Talk to me.
For him to do that and been that high and out of it.
What makes you think he was high?
His eyes, his behavior,
everything.
All that, everything. So,
yes.
What else was going on in his day that led up to that? We got to talk about the root. We always look at the effect of stuff. Something happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
For it to get to that point. That's what we got to think about.
That was one of the things. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this.
Right. You ain't going to plan that out.
Because, fam, put it like this. If I'm Paul Pierce's man and I was there and I seen that, I would have tackled him.
I would have slapped the phone out of his hand so quick.
Fuck. Yo, what you doing, fam?
Yeah. Yo, you need a new phone in the morning.
Threw
trust
that
me.
Shit in the toilet bowl.
Come
man.
On, man.
Yo, what am I going to do now? Nothing. Come on, man. Clearly, you can't be trusted with this shit, bro. Sit down.
You're not old enough to have a phone.
Delete. I mean, it's already out there, but still, like, yeah, damn, bro. Some people are like, yo, how your friends in this shit see you going live and think to yourself, like, nah, I can't let my man do that.
How did I let him go live for so long?
Like yo, fam. Yo, I would have smacked that phone out your hand.
You're Paul Pierce, right?
Right.
And everything's going on. I'm your mans.
Yeah.
I'm your mans.
Look at this.
And I'm there at the party, too.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to some other strippers, whatever, whatever. And then I go on IG.
I see that.
And I see you live. Yo.
Fam, give me that thing. Like, yo, go sit on the couch, man. You are wilding. You're finished with phones for the night.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
How do they let that happen?
Bro, I don't know. I can't explain it. Get some new friends, Paul. That's the other thing.
Oh, my gosh.
They ain't how you bet.
Yeah, please. If anything reckless would have happened last night, I would expect it. And I was on live? Come on, man. Come on.
My nigga. We're not doing
I already know.
It's like, yeah, we're not doing this.
Get better friends. Already. What else we got? Because we got some other things to talk about.
Two things we both are passionate and have a love for. Black folks.
Yes.
And tequila.
Yes. That's a culture forward moment right there. Yes, we do that.
Let's toast with this agua real quick.
So, yes, tell me more.
That's high quality H2O. Tiffany Haynesworth made history.
Okay.
Becoming the first black woman to be sole owner of a tequila brand.
Okay.
A native of Washington, D.C., and a former employee, Haynesworth started T. Capri Tequila after getting into a car accident and waiting to do something different.
Wait, what? From the name of it.
Oh, that's called T. Capri Tequila.
T. Like Capri shorts?
Yeah, or like a Capri Sun.
Or
like a juice box.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I don't wear Capri shorts.
So she got in an accident and said, you know what?
Fuck this shit. I ain't working for these motherfuckers no more.
Wait. She didn't say she's at work.
Maybe she didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't quote her just now.
It sounded like a direct quote. So, you know.
No. That she definitely didn't say that. But I'm on a prowl for this because now I want to try the tequila.
No, definitely. T. Capri.
Yeah, so if y'all got
you know
one,
how we do.
Feel free to send a bottle.
We're going
to
support.
Yeah, already.
Shout out Greenwood already. Whiskey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
black
owned. I'm definitely going to support and check it out. She actually has a distillery. It's in Guadalajara, Mexico.
And
with a renewed dedication to building a tequila brand. So she's basically saying, like, I didn't want to just own it and, like, live here. I wanted to go, like, be a part of it and, like, really, really build it up from the ground up.
I see what she's saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
not just
invest the money and be like, I ain't never been there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So just shout outs to her, man. And when I can get my hands on it, I'll be drinking it.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to support. That's what we do.
Definitely.
That's dope news, huh?
Yeah, that's really, really, really was dope.
Let's keep going because we got a couple of things. Yeah, because we got a couple of things to get to.
Hubert Davis, you seen this one?
No.
Hubert Davis is
former New York Knicks.
Former New York Knicks great. First of all, the motherfucker name is Hubert. So, I mean, I don't know what we was quite expecting.
Jimmy, what's good?
I don't know what we was quite expecting from a black dude named Hubert.
Was my guy.
But he sat down for his press conference when he got elected as the chosen to be a basketball coach in North Carolina. So, he said, I understand it's significant that I'm African-American and I'm the head coach here.
I'm light-skinned. That's what you're about to say.
It's significant, he adds, that only 26% of Division I men's basketball head coaches are minorities,
right.
Specifically African-American.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert also acknowledged that he is the fourth African-American coach of any kind at the University of North Carolina.
Mm.
He was doing good. This was going very, very well.
This
is going
well.
I'm
liking this energy.
You know what I mean? But it was at that moment that he knew he fucked up. He goes, this was his next point.
What'd he say?
His next point was, I'm also very proud that my wife is white, and I'm very proud that my three beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us. All right, now, Hubert,
what's your first question? Go ahead.
Like, I have so many, but, like, you got a white wife. No judgment from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice. Love who you love. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I just don't know at that particular moment when you was on your black power shit that it was time to get off. I got a white wife. Shot. I don't know if that you should have probably continued going to the paint and laying the ball up. I don't think you should have pulled
like
up.
The all lives matter.
I don't think you should have pulled up in half court right there.
Yeah, the pivot that he did.
No,
right
there was
there.
No time with the shot clock. You had time. You could have advanced the ball.
Reset.
Before.
Reset.
This nigga
reset.
shot a buzzer beater with 20 with 20 minutes on the clock. Like what you doing?
Wait, read that last. Oh, you're doing
it. I got you. All right,
this is the last part. I'm trying to put myself in
the
shoes.
He's going through the whole
shoes.
Spiel about, like, I'm only the fourth coach, and you know what I mean? It's only 26% of minority coaches.
Right.
Then ends it with, I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
That just stands out. That just, like, just, why? Like,
I don't know. One of, like,
why? Why?
It wasn't the knock on his life and who he chose to love. That, it yeah, wasn't love that love. At all.
Yeah, we get that.
It's just, huh? Like, how we get here? How do we get here, Hubert?
Say so Hubert pulled a Charles Smith.
You talking about
JB?
He was under the hoop pump faking.
Foul!
Fam.
Sorry, Knicks references. Sorry,
I wish they had a dump button for that. Shut up. Oh, my God. Cut his mic off.
Oh, my gosh.
He was on it, though, man. He was heading a good direction, and he just, like, somebody grabbed the wheel, bro, and that, and he took a hard left.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't imagine being, like, an impressive, like, okay. Does anybody have any questions for you? Yo, fam. But that was an interesting one.
I have nothing. No, I don't want to add anything.
I know. That was just, I thought that was humorous.
Congratulations to Coach Hubert Davis on his promotion. You know how that head coach in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't remember North Carolina having a black head coach, though. Do you? The Tar Heels?
I can't think of one. The only ones I have in my memory right now are like Dean Smith and Roy Williams. So those are the ones who's been
right,
like, in my lifetime that's been there. I could be dead ass wrong, though. I could be too.
Speaking of which, we are looking for interns, technically savvy.
Dead ass.
And truth seekers and honesty, right. Point checkers. Anyway,
yeah, cool.
So I just want that out there because I got a couple of things.
Akon.
So. Akon Music.
Yeah, after announcing plans for his cryptocurrency-based city in Senegal.
Yes.
It was announced on Monday, April the 5th,
mm-hmm.
that Uganda granted Akon 1 square mile of land to begin planning an Akon city in the country, like the previous planned in Senegal. The Ugandan Akon city will operate as a A-coin stellar-based cryptocurrency.
We got to stop playing these political games.
Okay.
Right? Shout out Uganda for even saying it, but we got to recognize, and I know our people and our viewers do.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing is marketing. Like, if you really want him to be a part of something, like, yo, put some skin in the game.
Mm.
1 mile. You're doing that for a press release to say, hey, we're on board and we're open to these different opportunities.
Look at us.
You know me. I don't like cornball shit. That comes across as cornball to me.
Little cornball.
It's very cornball-y. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you doing that? I understand you're trying to get the name out there and things like that. But
show title.
They're doing. How about that? Mark that, Jay first.
Cornball-y.
Jay the cornball. All right. So all of that to say, mm-hmm. it's. What Akon has been doing, and some of it has been questionable, some of his thoughts and other things, and we'll say that for a whole nother episode.
Right.
But how he's trying to help a lot of different African nations move forward, technology-wise, things like that. You know, we could talk about his partnerships and how he's working with the Chinese government on different things and the benefits and ups and downs to that, the positives and negatives to it. Once again, that's a whole nother segment that we can do. But at face value...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could still do more than say 1 square mile.
Yeah. We all know that shit. Yeah, y'all are bullshit.
Yo, you wasted my email. Yo.
Yeah. Y'all are bullshit.
I understand it's representative of what you're trying to do.
I'm like, old and slow here, and I can run one more.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Y'all playing, you know it ain't a lot. But no, salute to – I do
– Nah, salute, bro.
I salute to Akon and the thing, different and the things he's been trying before, to do. Yeah. I don't agree with everything he does. And this other thing.
Go.
And we're going to close with this because we got so many.
You're going to lead those.
We're going to lead those next week. But it's just when people have different representations and not fully understanding people's intelligence and you're insulting, like we would never insult the intelligence of our peoples.
No.
And the people who view and watch and tune in with us. I feel like that's why y'all watch us after so many weeks of been doing this. I think we got an anniversary coming up too for being here with Arca and in studio. Yeah, Jay, I need your support on that. So I meant to hit a table to see when they actually start. But anyway, long story short, you can't keep insulting people's intelligence and expecting people to give a damn. Like it's not even cool. You know what I mean? So that's all. I'm gonna leave that there because I could go more, but I'm gonna just leave that there.
Real quick.
What?
One time for now. I can do it to you. I can do that to you. I feel like that would be disrespectful. I can do that.
You think? Yeah. Because I know where you was going.
Yeah, it's definitely been disrespectful.
Oh man,
but my guy, man. Happy born day.
Thank you, man.
Happy born day, King.
Thank you.
And so I'm gonna get this. I ain't get a chance to do no speech. So I'm going to give my little last soliloquy before we get out of here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
to my partner in crime, as he calls us, Kanana J. Nichols and DJ Knotts. One of the most giving, selfless brothers, like, in the history of this. I am honored to not only call you my partner in crime, but my friend, my brother.
Yeah.
Like, I greatly appreciate you. You know what I mean? And none of this shit don't move without you moving us forward. Culture forward, if you would.
If you would.
If you would. I just want to let you know, bro, I appreciate you. Your encouragement, your words of wisdom, man, just the general love that we have for each other, bro. And, like, it just wouldn't be.
Talk shit.
Yeah, yes. We're going to talk shit.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Birthday cheers.
Yeah, birthday cheers for that, man. Nothing like water. You want me to open this while we still on?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you.
There's
some sex toys in there, so yes. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, come on. You got to relax. Get Paul Pierce on the phone. Hold on.
You letting Paul Pierce throw your next birthday because this shit was lit.
Yo. As long as my eyes on the
glass. Or nah.
Listen, man. Well, shut up. You know what? Let me not.
Jones said it's okay to cry. I got tears coming out.
Listen, man.
I'm holding
back.
I
love y'all. I really do.
It's a little bit different, man.
You've been working, brother.
Yeah.
My brother. Oh,
look at the fire.
Yo.
I thought about you. I seen it.
Yo.
I don't like that one.
Yo.
Like it?
I love it. I like it. Get out of here, man. Let me see the back so y'all can see the back. Hold on. I love thoughtful.
Maybe I should have took the tag
joints.
Off.
Man, that's all good, man.
Real friend.
That's all good, man. Shout out that. That says fun to jump. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Because you know it's hard for me to wear black t-shirts anymore.
I know.
It's got to be something special. Look
and,
at you,
and,
man.
And
come on.
I'll be remiss if I ain't shout out.
We outside.
The home girl.
Shout out, please.
Shout out.
Hopefully, Snell's still on here.
Yeah.
Pretty girl. When they get the company name right, because I'm about to mess it up, and I do not want to do that.
It's called Pretty Chocolate Girl.
Pretty Chocolate Girl. Apparel. Which she is. Yes, she is. Shout out, Snell.
South Beach Edition Hip Hop Gets Back Shirt. Coming soon.
Look at the fire.
Yeah, we up.
That's it. Nah, Mike about to call me tomorrow. Like, yo, I need one. You gotta wait, son. May 1st. May 1st. Yo, thank you, brother.
Yes.
Love you, man.
Yes.
Love you, man. Thank you. This is more than appreciated, man. Because, listen, I'm not one who's really big on gifts. I appreciate them. Don't get me wrong. 1,000%. Right? So it's things like this and the gifts I got last night. Like, oh, man, we got to go. But just know it's all more than appreciated. You know me. I'm always about helping us all move together in the same movement. But it's times that my man Giant remind me out. Shout out my man DJ New York Giant. He's like, you got to let people appreciate you to be able for you to keep doing what you're doing.
That's it. Spread love.
It's like, yeah, it spread love basically is what he was saying. Because for a minute, I was going back and forth about if I was going to even have the dinner.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he was like, nah, you got to do it. Because I'm not the organizational person. Like, I'm the visionary person with damn near everything. Small details.
I'm all set.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I don't know.
I need assistance, which is why I have assistance. See what I did there?
Oh, wait a second. I saw you.
Hold on. Yo, so all of that to say, they are more than appreciated. Savage Cologne, shout out DJ La Bonita, shout out Candice and Cigars. You brought me t-shirts. Listen, man, it's
the love.
Love is more than appreciated, and I appreciate y'all, man.
So where we at this weekend?
We are back at Theory Lounge. We closing out my Aries celebration. We celebrating all the way to the end. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, it's a month-long thing.
And I'm going to tink a little bit in my Taurus family as well.
But the next event.
Yeah, listen. But this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Because we got to go. This Saturday, Theory Lounge. We out there 4-9 p.m. B and the legendary Brucey B. Party called the Rooftop. We had Theory Lounge doing the New York Weekend Entertainment. Shout out my man Tone. Shout out Polo. Man, we are going to make sure it is a memorable event. Thank y'all who have already RSVP'd. I got family coming out there.
I ain't even RSVP.
Yeah.
I'm coming up.
Good thing I know you. So
fuck you mean I can't get in here? Like, yo, get out of my way, yo. Yo, don't tell Nas to come in, yo. Stop playing with me.
I know he DJ, but still. Stop the music.
No, man,
come get
put
me
on
in.
Put on a mixtape, yo. Come over here, yo. Tell these niggas who I am, man.
Aries gang, JP, you already know, man. Happy birthday, my brother. I'm going to post some more pictures because, you know, I try not to go OD with that. And so, you know, I don't care. We only got one life to live. I love y'all and we appreciate y'all. So yes, I'm going to post all of that shit.
It's coming out.
Yeah, it's all coming out, man. Anyway, May 1st, man. May 1st with the flyness.
May 1st, yeah.
The cookies and cream joint is available now, but the flyness.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
The other super flyness is coming May 1st, man. We outside. Hoodie season. People been asking me. Hoodie season is not officially over for any state other than Texas and Florida.
Unless you're over 200 pounds. You're over 200 pounds.
You can still rock a hoodie. Yo, I'm being for real.
Nah, you're going to sweat.
You're going to sweat regardless. I sweat. But it, you know, it's a comfortable sweat.
Fat niggas
it's
be different. we be hot. Shit hit different.
Yo, let's get out of here. Hoodie season ain't over until April 30th. Man. Right. Y'all be asking me. Yeah, I'm gonna do a pop-up sale this week. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for saying that. You know what? Let's get out of this and we're going to overtime. We're going to do some overtime stuff after this. Thank you all for tuning in once again. We're going to see y'all next Thursday. Jay Fresh, we appreciate you, brother. More than y'all know. Will, any last words?
Love y'all, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks for the going back and forth and the engagement and the comments. Yeah. All greatly appreciated. Yes. Love and appreciate it all. 3, 2, 1.
Yep.